You're listening to LVB Podcast Show with your friend, advocate, and host, Alvaro.
Hi, and welcome to LVB Show. My name is Alvaro, and I'm very happy to be with you today. Okay, this is very exciting. We have with us Hans Jørgen. I hope I pronounced well his name and last name. He's from Denmark, from Copenhagen, and he's the chairman of the board of Be My Eyes application for the iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and in the future for Android phones. The reason he's with us is because he has developed an application that is helping visually impaired and blind people worldwide use their phones and their tablets in order to do certain daily tasks that are important for us, and we need a pair of eyes, as Hans was telling me before, to do so, and this helps us a lot. So Hans, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, my first question, Hans, is how did you come up with this idea?
Well, I am visually impaired myself. I have tunnel vision, and I am chairman for the blind people in my region of Denmark. And at some point, I got myself an iPhone, and I started to play around with it. And at some point, I also tried FaceTime and Skype on my phone. And I talked to my blind friends about it, and one of them told me that he used FaceTime when he needed visual assistance. And I thought, that was cool. And then he said, but I always has to call someone. And that's where I came up with the idea that we should make this group of volunteer who could answer such a call. And that was pretty much the start of it. I am not a technical guy myself, so I didn't know what to do with this idea, and therefore I went to a startup weekend arrangement here in Denmark. And that's a place where you can present an idea, and then hopefully you can persuade people to join your project. And I managed to get 8 people to join my little project, and then we started fundraising and so on, and we spent almost a year raising the money. We managed to raise almost $300,000, and that was the real starting point, because then we could hire professional developers to do the coding, and so we could make a prototype and start testing with blind people and have feedback and so on. And we spent almost another year, a year and a half exact, developing this. And then on the 15th of January, we could launch.
Wow, how exciting the whole process.
It was long, but interesting. So,
Tell our listeners, how does this application work?
Well, it's pretty simple, actually. When you, as a blind people, want help, you download our app and you log in. It's a super simple login. It's only your first name, last name, an email address, and a password, and then you're good to go. And then you open the app, and then there's one button, and you press the button, and then our server will send out a request to a random helper speaking the same language. And then if this helper has time, he will answer. If not, the call will be shuffled to the next helper until someone answers. And when there is a live person in both ends, we make a video connection, and then the two persons can talk together, and the volunteer can see what the blind person has in front of him, because he is pointing his camera on the phone at something, and then they can talk about it.
Tell us what iPhone models or iPads or iPod Touch models are require for this app to work?
It needs to be an iPhone 4S or something similar to 4S to handle it. You can use both iPad and an iPod if they are similar or newer to iPhone 4S.
How long does a session with a helper last?
Well, that depends very much, but normally it is a 2-3-4 minute thing. We have had some 25 minute sessions, but that's really unusual. And of course, it is perfectly okay to say sorry, but I only have 10 minutes because the blind person can make another call and get another helper. And of course, if you know that this thing that you're asking is something that might take a long time, it is nice if you use an upfront, say, I hope you have 20 minutes because this might take a while. Because then the helper can say, sorry, but I only have 5 minutes, and then the blind person can find another one. But normally the helpers are extremely happy to help and so on. So that's not a problem.
In which countries is this available, and in which languages?
It's available all over the world. Wherever there is an app store that you have access to, you can download Be My Eyes. And right now, we are connecting people in more than 80 different languages. Because when you download the app, no matter where in the world you are, the app will, when you have it downloaded, the app will go into your phone and check what language your phone is set to. And then we assume that you speak the same language as the one you have chosen your phone to speak. So if you don't do anything else, you will be connected to someone else speaking that language. You can, if you speak more than one language, you can go into settings in Be My Eyes app and add another language or two other languages or how many you speak.
Oh, wow. Then if you have more than one language selected in settings, the person that may help you may speak in one or the other language, correct?
Yeah. Mm. And the reason why this is, if you speak English, it's not really an issue. But if you, as me, speak Danish, and pretty much all Danes live in Denmark, if I want help in the middle of the night, because we do not send requests to helpers after 10 o'clock at night and before 7 o'clock in the morning, but if I, as a blind person in Denmark, would like to get help at 11 o'clock p.m., then it will be really handy if I can speak English as well, because then we just connect to someone in New Zealand or something who is not after 10 o'clock at night. So in that way, we can make help available 24/7. Without disturbing our helpers in the middle of the night.
That is a great idea. tell us, what kind of internet connection you recommend in your mobile phone or tablet?
Well, that is, we recommend that you use it when you are on a good Wi-Fi connection at home. It really depends on the exactly where you are, how good connections there are there. If you are on a, in Denmark we call it 3G or 4G, I don't know what you call it in other places, but where you are on a silver connection, you can use it if it is a good connection where you are. But we recommend that if you are a helper, that you just are aware of where you are before you answer the call, because it is a video connection, so you do need to have some fairly good connection.
Tell us what is coming in new updates, because I was reading on your website that you have some very interesting things coming in updates, and you, for instance, care a lot about privacy. Can you tell us about those things?
We don't really have some major updates. We are trying to improve the experience and so on. So we kind of not trying to put anything new into the app right now, but we are focusing on making it a good experience. And I don't know exactly what you mean by privacy.
Okay, that you want people to know that you have a way to know about the helpers. And I was reading that somewhere, that you are interested in telling people the transparency of the service. In other words, if there is, you know, a helper that has a problem, you know what I mean, and people say, okay, this helper maybe is not the best person for this.
Now I understand. You see, we have no way to screen people before, as anyone can sign up, both as a blind person and as a helper. And so what we do is, when you have finished the session, as we call it, you can report the other person if the person didn't behave properly, or was showing body parts or anything that you shouldn't do. Then you can report this person, and they will be kicked out of the system. That's the only thing we can do, and that's what we do. And there has been people who was making fun of it and so on. So, and they have been taken care of. And that is, of course, the downside to this, that it is a totally stranger, and you should never show your credit card or anything very personal or to this person. You should act just like if you ask a stranger on the street. And it is perfectly well to ask for directions, or is this the tomato or coconut or so on. But you should never show your credit card or anything like that. You should always be careful. And so it has some limitations to it.
I mentioned that, Hans, only because listeners worry sometimes about those things.
Oh, yeah. And they should. Absolutely.
Yes, but what a wonderful application this is, and it's been, for our listeners, featured on BBC, CNN, Fox News, everywhere. Everybody has been talking about this system, and it's going to open doors for many, many other things using these similar technologies.
You see, it's important for me to say that we don't consider blind people being helpless or anything. Most blind people can do 95% of what they want to do, but the last 5% they just need a pair of eyes, and we hope that we can help at least some of them do things that they otherwise wouldn't do. For instance, doing some cooking, because now they know that they can get assistance in the middle of the cooking without walking over to the neighbor and ask for help. They can just grab their phone, and then they can solve this problem in no time. So I really hope that people will be encouraged to do things, maybe minor things, but still important things in their daily life that they otherwise wouldn't do.
Okay, I super agree with what you just said, Hans. And our listeners know that LVV Show is all about the wonderful abilities of us all visually impaired and blind. So we know what you're talking about, and we agree with you. And yes, in certain situations, we all may need some assistance in a certain task, and this gives us this opportunity. Can you tell our listeners how many volunteers you have signed up already?
I'm very happy to do that, because we have right now we have 170,000 people all over the world who has signed up to volunteer. And we have 17,000 blind people who has signed up. And as I mentioned, we're connecting in 80 different languages. So we are totally blown away by this, by the numbers. And remember, we have only been on air for just about 2 months. So it has been a wonderful and very stressful start. We had to upgrade our servers 3 times the first week because they kept going down. So it has been really, really amazing.
For our listeners, as I was saying to Hans previously, it's wonderful to see how many good people we have in this planet.
And yeah. Sometimes I agree.
And we complain and we say, oh, I wish. This is proving you that the good hearts are out there. That's for sure.
Mm.
I know we have listeners who have Android devices and they say, please, please, please make an Android version. How is that along, Hans?
Well, you see, we have received more than 8,000 emails since the 15th of January. And I think, I haven't counted, but I think almost 2,000 of them is about when does this come to Android. And the issue that we have is that it does cost quite some money to develop a new app, even if you have one that you can kind of copy. So we need to raise a little more money before we are able to finish. But we are working on it right now. But we don't quite have the finances to do it. So and that's what we are trying to raise right now.
That's good. Tell us, how can a volunteer or helper join these efforts?
Well, it's if you have an iPhone, you just go into App Store and then download the app, and then you sign in, and then you are good to go. And that's pretty much what you can do. If you really want to help us, whenever you see a blind person, you should approach them and tell them about Be My Eyes, because we really need to get out to the blind community. And they are a little tougher to reach than the volunteers, because not that many blind people read TechCrunch and Daily Dot and what all those tech media name are. So I think that will be a little longer process, but that's what we are focusing on right now, to reach out to all the blind people around the world.
Well, Hans, my last question is, how can people donate and how can people reach out for you for any questions or something?
I think you should ask me if I had met someone famous lately.
Okay, have you met any famous person lately?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that, because I ran into Stevie Wonder. I was at the CSUN conference in San Diego 2 weeks ago. And suddenly, Stevie Wonder was in the room, and I managed to get to talk to him and to tell him about Be My Eyes, and he thought it was cool, and then so that was really funny, and I was totally surprised, and so I just didn't really get him to ask him if he had tried it or anything, because I was so astonished that he was suddenly there. But that was pretty cool. We got a picture, and we it's on our Facebook page, so if you want to see Stevie Wonder together with me, or the other way around, please go into our Facebook page and have a look. What did you ask before? Sorry.
Stevie Wonder there, yeah. I'm all thinking about that now. and I know our listeners too. That's one of the dreams I have, Hans, to interview him for the show. So yeah, okay. I was asking, how can people donate to your wonderful application and get in touch with you?
Oh, yeah. So, if you go into our website, bemyeyes.org, there is a donation button you can press, and we are very, very grateful for any small or big donation. So that would be great if some of your listeners would do that.
Perfect, Hans. I just have a last comment, and it's, you know, from me being legally blind and from, you know, everywhere who's everywhere where people are listening to the show. Thank you so much for what you are doing, what you have done, all the thousands of visually impaired and blind people that already have been helped through SAP and are going to be helped. And just encouraging everybody listening to go to the app to be able to donate to these wonderful efforts and to also to know that there is this wonderful opportunity, help and to help others. So Hans, thank you so much to you, to Aida, for also being so kind to me in making this interview possible. I know how busy you are, but thank you for all you do.
Thank you for having me on this show. And I am especially glad to be able to be on a show that is targeted towards the users of this app, because they are the one that I really want to get in contact with. So thank you very much for having me.
Professor Hansen, for our listeners, remember, you can, if you want to be on the show, email us at lowvisionbureau@gmail.com. So this is Alvaro from LVB Show, say bye.